following program is in no way representative of the high-quality programming usually heard on the Maverick Radio Network. The views expressed and fishing techniques demonstrated are not endorsed by this station. The following is not a news broadcast. Okay over there?
What? Do you know what you're doing even?
Yeah, I'm doing a great radio program.
Oh, you are?
And welcome.
I was just listening to it and I wasn't so sure that what you were doing in particular was any good.
Oh, it is good. In fact, it is great.
All right.
And together we make it. And I feel like I'm sitting on the ground.
You probably are.
I would like to say welcome to the Five Count.
Thank you.
That's no problem, really. We have a special show tonight.
Special. It's very special.
We are going back to camp.
Yeah, we are.
Sleepaway camp, that is.
Sleepaway camp.
Also known as Camp Kill Yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, see?
It's very serious.
And after today's show, and after the social, the Rascals will meet us down by the waterfront.
No.
Oh, it's true. Guess who we have on the show tonight, Tun? Take a guess.
Felissa Rose?
That's it.
Yes!
How did you know?
Oh, man, I am good.
She's from that movie, Sleepaway Camp?
She's the main character of that movie.
It's a pretty big score.
She, he, you really don't know.
Well, now don't spoil the ending.
Well, what do you mean? Do you think nobody's seen the movie?
I think the Rascals may have been a little too scared. They get right up to, like, the midway point and then got to turn it off.
You guys never watched the movie ever?
Is that true?
No.
How are you supposed to meet us by the waterfront after the social?
Yeah, what the heck? Anyway, Felissa Rose on the show tonight, main character of the pretty amazing 80s film Sleepaway Camp.
That's right. And the Five Count has an exclusive interview with her. Wasn't that nice of us?
Yes, yes it was. Listen, I'm saying, if you've never seen Sleepaway Camp, you should probably watch it. I know there was a lot of horror slasher flicks in the 80s that evolved around summer camps, but this one is really top-notch. It's got quite the twist at the ending there. Oh, man. But anyway, I don't really want to talk all about it right now because we're going to talk to Felissa and she'll talk about it.
So
you should watch the film. You should listen to the show. It's going to be amazing.
On that note, how about we play some of your favorite camp songs?
Let's do it.
And then we'll talk to her.
I'm in.
It's a special Sleepaway Camp edition of the Five Count.
Oh, Bill Moseley, and you're listening to The Five Count. Bill Moseley. Let's see. Corn Bugs, Devil's Rejects, House of a Thousand Corpses, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and the color version of Night of the Living Dead.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I am the devil, and I'm here to do the devil's work. Dog Will Hunt! We'll be right back.
So suck your toe all the way to Mexico, pal.
Remember that time when you watched Sleepaway Camp and you wet your pants?
I do remember that. It was awesome.
I hope that doesn't happen during this interview.
Listen, I had no idea how amazing that film was until I watched it. I couldn't control my bladder. What can I say?
You said enough.
It's your fault for having the movie and never showing it to me until that very pinnacle moment.
I didn't think you were ready for it.
Too much Orange Crush, not enough popcorn, scary sleepaway camp, bam. You set it up, too. You wanted like a sleepover thing scenario in the living room, set up tents and everything, dim the lights, like, ooh, we're outside camping. Play me this scary camp movie.
And then I reenacted the ending.
Yeah.
And that's when you lost it.
I lost it big time.
It's beautiful. Let's make a phone call. Before you wet yourself, like the rappers would say, check yourself before you wet yourself.
Oh, that's what they say. I didn't know.
It's only a movie, Tom.
Hello?
Hello, is Felicia Rose there?
Yeah, this is she. It's Felissa. It's like Melissa with an S.
Oh, Felissa.
I knew it. I knew it.
That's okay. My husband called me Felicia for many, many years.
Okay, well, then I don't feel so bad.
How are you?
Good. This is Dustin from KMSU Radio.
I'm thrilled that you called me. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for letting us talk with you today. I'm here with my co-host, Tun.
Hey, Felissa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. I'm glad I got your name
good.
Right.
No, that's okay. Everyone, I don't think anybody's ever called me Felissa. It's okay. That's so funny.
Well, it's awesome. I'm glad you're here. If you're ready, we've got some questions for you.
Yeah, fantastic. Let me go into the other room so we don't have complete Batman children dog noise. Okay.
Great. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've dealt with some pretty hairy canary guests at some points in time.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Hairy canary.
Hairy canary.
The hell does that mean?
That.
Remember when Kyle Gass was in like a cafe and there was like cops and ridiculousness going on? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah,
awesome.
It's always nutty in my house. So it's, you know, it's hard to get any kind of silence. But I'm trying for some peace. So this is good.
All right. Well, we will start things off and just ask you how you got started in acting.
I got started as a kid. I would do like plays and stuff, you know, locally. I'm from New York originally. And then the local dance studio sort of started sending me on auditions just because they needed kids for like local commercials and things like that. And then lo and behold, I met with a manager who had this crazy audition for a little horror movie. And that's when it all really began for me, seriously. So it was just kind of like a local fun acting, singing, dancing type of thing, and it blew up before I really could say, I don't think this is for me. My mom was a total stage mother, so she had me, you know, doing it professionally from like 10 years old.
Wow, so you were dancing first?
Yeah, I was. It's so funny because I never really talk about this. My first passion, my first love was really musical theater. I loved doing, like, you know, any little girl. I auditioned for Annie and, you know, all kinds of musicals. So I loved singing and dancing. I was in, like, ballet and tap class from when I was 3 years old. So, yeah, I really wanted to be on Broadway, but that never happened.
But it is awesome.
That's how I started.
So, but then you said, I assume you were talking about Sleepaway Camp when you mentioned the small horror film?
Yeah.
So how did you end up?
Yeah, it's a low-budget horror movie.
That's a little different than singing and dancing in Annie, I guess.
You know, it's funny. The manager actually sent me on 3 auditions the first time they sent me out. And they're like, okay, one is a musical called Really Rosie, and that was off-Broadway. I really wanted that. The second audition was a Tide commercial, and then the third was a horror movie. So I was hoping, you know, maybe I'd get the musical, but I did get the horror movie, so they signed me. And little did I know what I was getting myself into. You know, they had said they wanted a kind of like a quiet, flat-chested, you know, odd little girl, and I went in my overalls and did my best, but the director Robert and myself, we got along really, really well, so it was kind of like I walked out of there knowing, like, I think I may have gotten this part.
That's awesome. So we're huge fans of that film, and obviously then of you. So if you can, do you have any like sweet memories or stories or stuff about working on that film?
Oh my gosh, you know, it's like I've racked my brain over the years, just because this little movie turned into kind of like the I don't know, the story of my life, let's say. My husband's like the number one fan, and oddly enough, I've become really close with people who are fans of the movie, like the actor Sean Whalen. He's an incredible actor. He is from The People Under the Stairs, you know, Roach, amongst a million other things, the TV show Lost and what have you. But we met at a convention, and he's just like a big Sleepaway Camp fan. And the director of a movie I just did called Dead TV, he wrote the part because he's such a fan of Sleepaway Camp. And it's just sort of grew into, I guess the real story about Sleepaway Camp is that it's given me a life. It's given me a professional life, a personal life. It's a really strange story, how I starred in this little movie when I was 13, and it has just kind of provided the pathway to my whole life. I don't know, it's kind of crazy. But the actual making of the movie was fantastic. I mean, the cast and crew could not have been, you know, any better and more, you know, lovely than they were. And we've all remained good friends. It's just been a really, really cool kind of story. We had a lot of fun making it. It was like being at camp.
Yeah.
You know, Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah.
It's safe to say then if you had gotten that Tide commercial instead, things may have ended up differently.
I could actually say I think my life would have, you know, who knows? It's just so crazy what has happened. I mean, it wasn't really until the internet and all the websites came up and people were kind of like fans in the closet. And then they started coming out and saying like, I'm a fan, anybody else? And then somebody else would say it. And then Fangoria invited us to have a reunion. I think it was 2001. And that's when it really began, where I saw, wow, people really like this movie. And that's when my husband started emailing me, and it kind of like snowballed into this, you know, ever growing and wonderful kind of, you know, life for me. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Wow.
I'll have to write a book one day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, obviously, there is sort of, I don't know what the right word is, but an interesting ending to that film. Now, did you have any, like, strange thoughts or reservations about that as a little girl, having to do this ending to this film?
Well, you know, I went on the first audition. I felt really good about it. I thought I got the part. And then they called me in again to meet with a couple of the producers and Robert. And Robert, there were about, let's say, a dozen girls coming in for the callback. And funny enough, Annie, the girl Allison Smith, who was Annie on Broadway, was one of the girls.
Oh, man.
So I thought, oh, I don't think I have this part, you know. She's the star of the Broadway show. But Robert took all the moms aside and explained that there was like this ending where the little girl is actually a boy. And originally he wanted Ed French to make some kind of device put on me. I'm trying not to spoil. And my mom being, I guess, like, you know, typical 70s, 80s, sure, yeah. I don't know what she was smoking. Yeah, that sounds good. Cool. My husband asks her to this day, like, what were you thinking? You know? I mean, your little we have daughters, you know, and I always ask my husband, would you let them do this? You know? And of course, he says yes. But, you know, fortunately, they did turn it around, because I don't know how it would work. Would I have been naked on top? But they did change it so that they made a mask, Ed French special effects, you know, amazing person that he is. He made a mask of my face, and they put it on an 18-year-old boy who was actually, you know, standing in the bus.
Wow. There it is.
Spoiler.
Yeah. But that's great. We have the insider's deal right there.
Yeah, it was interesting. And the kid got really drunk and was totally, like, out of his mind, nervous. And, you know, it was a cold evening, so I do look young.
Wow.
There you go. That's so always their excuse.
He's the real
excuse,
star of the movie. You really have to find him.
Yeah, wow. That's...
Don, you that's can
no
find
one knows
this.
Who he is.
I don't want to find that guy.
Yeah, that's your job to find him.
We don't know. No one's ever heard from him. I mean, we've done so many, like, you know, conventions and interviews, and we've never discussed who is this guy. I imagine Robert Hiltzik, the original writer-director, he would know. I've never asked him that.
I don't know.
I just know that the kid had a horrible night.
Well, you said it was cold, so he's probably in hiding now, maybe.
Yeah, he is. He's somewhere. He's like, no, wasn't me.
I'll get him. I'll talk to him. We'll get
there
him.
You go.
Get him to come out of his shell.
So to speak.
So to speak.
Poor kid. No, it was fun.
Well, now they made... you know, sequels, part 2 and 3, were you ever considered returning as Angela Baker in those films, or what was the story?
You know, it was, I imagine it was 4 years later because I was 17 and I had just applied early to NYU. I really wanted to go and like study at Tisch School of the Arts. So when my managers, I had the same managers, and they said, look, they're making two sequels back-to-back in Georgia. Would you like to go meet with Michael Simpson? He's the new, you know, he's now the creator of these two. He's the director. And I did. I went and sat with him, and he's like, he's an awesome guy. We've, you know, since had, like, 10 years ago, I think we went and had lunch. And but when we sat down to talk about the sequels, I know he was really good friends with Pamela Springsteen, and I think he had it in the back of his head that he would love her to play the part, and I read for it. And you know what? I don't know that I connected with that. You know, it's a whole different kind of movie. It's not like the original one. It's much more like, you know, horror comedy, and she's amazing in it. So I kind of walked away saying, well, I really want to go to school, and I called NYU, and they said, they admitted me, but they would not, I couldn't go back, like, put it off for a year. So it kind of all worked out. I told my managers, I think I'm just going to go to school, and again, I think he had Pamela in his head for the part, so it kind of, like, just went down the way it was supposed to, and she's fantastic. It's funny because I've never met her, and she's a photographer here in L.A., and my husband's always, like, you know, trying to get the two Angelas together. Hey, why don't you go get some headshots from Pamela Springsteen? It must be some sick, twisted, like, fantasy in his head, you know?
Man.
I'm like, oh, I'm good with the pictures. That's all right. But I would love to meet her. I think that would be really fun.
Well, that'd be a good icebreaker, I guess, but...
Yeah, what, the fantasy about the husband or getting the pictures?
Pictures for you, I guess, depending on which route you want to go. But
yeah, my husband would be there with a full, like, you know, video camera going. So I would definitely love that. I would really love to meet her. I mean, I'm a fan of hers, and, you know, I think she, again, was incredible in 2 and 3 because it was such a different tone. The movie was so different.
Yeah. Well, you said you went to school around that time. Is that why you left acting? I mean, because you were out of the game for quite a while.
Well, you know, then, like, I sort of did it as a kid. I did a lot of commercials and kind of all kinds of work, and I just got a lot of theater. You know, you get burnt. I mean, when you start from real little, it's kind of, how long can you really kind of manage that? So, I did. I went to school, and then I pretty much remained on the theater scene in Manhattan for many, many years. And as I said, not until really like 2000 did I think about, you know what, maybe I will pursue film again and see where it takes me. And then fortunately enough, I was embraced by the horror community and was offered, you know, different roles in genre films. And I love horror, so it was kind of like a match made in heaven. It just kind of worked out. And it's been great. I mean, it's been a cool career working in the horror genre.
Yeah, I'm noticing, you know, online with your credentials and stuff, you've been in quite a few horror films since, I know, Zombiegeddon was one and a couple other ones.
Yeah. And Zombiegeddon, look at that cast. I mean, you know, you have everyone from Debbie Rochon and Brink Stevens, Robert Zadar. I mean, it goes on. It's crazy. Yeah. Joe Estevez. So a lot of genre favorites. And fortunately, in coming, you know, kind of in back into film in the horror genre in like 2000, that's what happened. I started working with some of the amazing directors and actors in the field. So, and I've gotten a chance to be in a lot of cool documentaries, and from that it's led to other projects. And I've partnered up since with Barney Cohen, who was the writer on Friday the 13th, the final chapter. And right now we're collaborating on a couple of reality projects for TV, one that's horror-based and is about a bunch of really cool horror actresses. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Awesome.
Could be coming your way soon. I think we're going to start, like, filming in the next few months, so that'll be fun.
Okay. Well, yeah, and since you've been back, you were also in another Sleepaway Camp film, and then we had read that there's possibly a fifth one in the making, too. Is that true?
You know, I'm on the phone very frequently with Robert Hiltzik, and he really would love to remake the original movie. But it's just a matter of funding and not having that Hollywood stamp. He will not remake it with somebody else writing it and directing it. He wants to be fully in charge. And I can't blame him. You know, it's his baby, and if it's going to be remade, he wants to be the one to handle that. So, you know, there's a lot of... It's been thrown around in different capacities, so hopefully he will get the financing and remake it. And I said, if you remake it, can I play Aunt Martha? Yeah. So that would be cool.
Yeah, awesome. I suppose now would be the time to do it, since it seems like horror remakes are really, you know, all of...
Oh, my gosh. And they're not, you know, they're continuing. It's like with Silent Night... I did Silent Night, Zombie Night, so I was... Silent Night, Deadly Night was just remade, and Evil Dead, and, I mean, you know, all the way back to all the classics, Friday the 13th and everything, Halloween. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's... If they find one, they want to do it, you know? And I think Sleepaway Camp is really the last of that kind of 80s slasher, so...
Well... Yeah. Is there any other projects you're working on now or anything coming up?
Well, as I said, I just finished an incredible movie with Danielle Harris and Eric Roberts, and that's called Dead TV. And it was written and directed by a very dear friend of mine, Harrison Smith, who wrote the role because the movie is kind of about like an 80s movie that was created by this director, Julian Barrett, and Eric Roberts plays his role. And I play Rachel Steele, who was the star of the movie. So I'm kind of playing myself. He wrote it tongue-in-cheek for like Angela and Sleepaway Camp. The name of the horror movie in the movie is called Summer Camp. So, you know, it's really an homage to Sleepaway Camp. But yeah, that film I just saw last month. It was completed. And... it's incredible. It is fantastic. And he'll be in Los Angeles. He lives on the East Coast, so he'll be in L.A. the end of this month, and we're shopping it around, and we really want a theatrical release for that. And as I said, I have these reality shows. One is horror-related that A&E is interested in. Looks like they're going to pick that up. And then I have this other show with myself, Tiffany Shepis, Bai Ling, Brink Stevens, a bunch of horror actresses, and we'd be actually making a horror movie in the show. So that, network is picking that up now. So yeah, some fun. That's what I've been doing. It's like just, you know, working on films, doing the reality show stuff, and that's keeping me very busy with my three kids and two dogs and husband and life, right?
Yep, that's how it goes.
Well, we want to say again, we're huge fans, and we really appreciate you talking with us today. Do you have any final thoughts or anything you want to leave us with?
You know, I always kind of end like any interview saying thank you to anybody who has ever been supportive of the horror genre and Sleepaway Camp. I greatly appreciate it. Keep it, you know, alive and kicking, so to speak. It's the best genre, and we're so lucky to have... Even like Texas Chainsaw Massacre is doing so... I'm going to see it Wednesday night, and it's doing so well in the theaters. It's just like, I really appreciate anybody who supports horror, and thank you. I'm really grateful.
Excellent.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your interest in chatting with me. Thank you very much.
And if we find the naked boy, we'll give you a call.
You better get in touch with me immediately. Absolutely. Have a great day, guys. Thanks so much.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
To your eyes, it comes as no surprise. You're slipping away, Angie. You're the love of my life. It's so cold at night.
Just what I've been looking for. Hi, this is Jeffrey Combs, Dr. Herbert West from Reanimator fame, and you're listening to The Five Count.
We'll be right back.
welcome back.
Oh, that was awesome.
Sleep Away.
Welcome back to a special Sleep Away Camp edition of the Five Count.
Man, that was really something. That was really, really something. Did you listen to all of those sweet tunes?
Those were my all-time favorite camp songs.
Man, those were pretty ridiculous. But this is the Five Count. If you've been listening, it has been amazing. If you have not been listening, then too bad, jerko.
Yeah, you really should consider going to thefivecount.com in the near future.
Yeah, you dropped the ball.
You can access this program now until next summer when you go back to camp.
Yes, you can. So we have just had an interview with Felissa Rose, the main character of the movie Sleepaway Camp.
And the main character of my dreams.
Yes. She was a nice gal. She was pretty cool. I liked talking to her. She was fun, funny. She liked us. Pretty sure she kind of wishes that she didn't marry that guy so soon so that she could maybe go on a date with me.
Yeah, we were discussing that if Tun had sent her more emails through MySpace 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Then he could have married.
I could be a totally different situation.
Man.
It's all right, though. The future is still bright, my friend.
You never know what's going to happen at camp.
You never do know. So, again, if you have not heard this fantastic interview, you should definitely go to thefivecount.com. Go there, check everything out. There's a little section on the top there that says interviews. You click on that, pulls up everybody that we've interviewed before.
Interviews.
Yes, you can click on them. You can check out who we've interviewed. You can listen to the shows. It's probably about 5 years, 4 years of shows, something like that. Lots of shows. There's tons of shows. Tons of interviews.
Shows, or as we call them on the Five Count, baldies.
So yeah, go there. Have a listen. Have a look-see of what's going on. It's a beautiful thing.
And go to Felissa Rose's website.
Yeah, Felissa Rose.
Because there's a lot of stuff that she's been in. Zombiegeddon, mm-hmm. Silent Night, Zombie Night,
mm-hmm.
other films involving zombies. She almost was in a Tide commercial, but it didn't pan out.
Yeah. But that's okay, because now she has an illustrious career as a horror chick.
And speaking of illustrious careers.
Yeah.
The Five Count rolls on.
It does. Really, I mean, I'm not even at liberty to discuss this really just yet, but we have some stuff in the works already this year. I'm talking like that we have thrown together just within like the last week. You guys don't even know who we've got lined up already.
It's pretty heavy duty.
Like, I was kind of nervous. Last year was coming to an end. Dusty was like, let's kick out these interviews. Let's make sure we get all these people scheduled, get them handled, figure it out. And I was like, wait a minute. Don't you want to just bleed some over into the new year? I mean, aren't you worried that we might not have anybody? Nope, let's do them. I was like, all right. Bam. It's like the first week of January. We've got tons of people lined up already. It's ridiculous. And the people, I'm not kidding you, it's like bigger all every day. It's getting bigger and better.
Speaking of bigger and better.
Yeah.
It's January, and you know what that means. Princemas is coming up.
Princemas.
It's the week after next.
It's a celebration of Prince.
Get ready for Princemas Mach 4.
Yes. Mach 4.
It started out as just a friendly way to say hey to our favorite prince.
Listen, he's from he's from here. He lives here most of the time.
Just like Tun.
He creates ridiculous music.
Have you ever seen Tun and Prince in the same room? Think about it.
So what I'm saying is if you're not currently a Prince fan, you better tune in for our special Princemas show, because then you'll guaranteed be a Prince fan after that. Prince.
And next Saturday is going to be out of sight.
Out of sight.
Once again, we welcome you to check out thefivecount.com and go to savethecrumbs.com, Mankato's favorite local magazine.
Check it all out, but right now, check out the True Punks.
No.
Sure. What do you mean no?
No True Punks.
What do you mean no True Punks?
I'm saying there's no True Punks.
Why can't they wouldn't do that to their fans?
Well, I'm afraid they have.
True Punks! What a bunch of jerks.
You might have to go.
Let me see if I can round up some punks. What, you got some
punks? I found some punks.
All right.
The True Punks will soon be doing electro, so do not get your underpants in the upper drawer. Or an uproar. Well, you know how that saying goes.
I'm getting kind of disappointed. I mean, I'd really like to get to the bottom of this. I don't know if it's the actual punks or if it's like management of punks or if it's, you know, station related or what is going on. Who's dropping the ball is what I want to know.
I'm dropping some unidentified substances in your drink if you don't watch yourself.
All right.
So once again, thanks to Felissa Rose from Sleepaway Camp. What a beautiful movie that is.
It's a great movie. She's a great person. If you haven't seen the movie, go ahead and watch it. Until next time, I am Tun, and this is The Five Count.
And we will be seeing you at the waterfront after the social. Good night.
Good night.